BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The leader of Hezbollah says the Lebanon-based group is assessing the impact of its huge rocket and drone barrage of Israel on Sunday. Hassan Nasrallah said a military base near Tel Aviv had been the target, though Israel said there'd been little damage. Hugo Bashega is in Lebanon.
He said the attack had been a success. It had been carried out as planned, which, in other words, he was saying that no other major attack was being planned against Israel, at least for now. And I think this was an attempt to reduce tensions with Israel. There were fears today that this conflict between Hezbollah and Israel, which so far has been largely contained to border areas, could become an all-out confrontation, a major war. This has been a major concern here in Lebanon. Many people believe that Hezbollah is dragging Lebanon into another conflict with Israel that could have catastrophic consequences.
The Telegram messaging service has condemned the arrest in France of its billionaire founder, Pavel Durov. It said Telegram abides by EU laws and it was absurd to hold its Russian-born owner responsible for abuses of the platform. Telegram has been accused of not cooperating with investigations into drug trafficking, child sex abuse images and fraud. Maria Butina, a Russian MP, said Mr. Durov's arrest was part of a witch hunt against Russians.
The arrest of Pavel Durov means freedom of speech in Europe is dead. Elon Musk is free, Mark Zuckerberg is free, but Pavel Durov is now in prison. Why? Because he's Russian. He has been traced as a person to be a scapegoat for the West as an evil Russian.
Brazil's government has ordered federal police to investigate possible criminal involvement in the wildfires sweeping through the state of Sao Paulo. The president said so far none of the fires have been found to have natural causes. Two people have been arrested on suspicion of starting fires. James Reid reports.
Sao Paulo state is experiencing its worst month for fires in decades, with dozens of cities on alert as flames sweep through land parched by a long drought. The federal government suspects many were started deliberately. The Environment Minister Marina Silva said Brazil was in a real war against both fire and crime. She compared the situation to the so-called Day of Fire in the Amazon 5 years ago, when farmers and ranchers opposed to environmental protection policies started hundreds of blazes.
One of the world's biggest religious pilgrimages has ended in Iraq, where millions of Shia Muslims have been gathering for Arba'in at the holy shrines in Karbala. Arba'in marks the 40th day of mourning for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. He was the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad and a founding figure in Shia Islam. BBC News. The news agency Reuters says one of its staff has been found dead after a missile strike in a hotel in Kramatorsk, eastern Ukraine. It said Ryan Evans was a safety advisor with its reporting team. Two journalists were injured, one seriously. They're receiving treatment in hospital. The German prosecutor general says the man arrested in connection with a mass stabbing on Friday is a suspected member of the Islamic State group. Three people were killed and eight others injured in the attack during a festival in the city of Solingen. The Syrian national has been remanded in custody on charges of murder and attempted murder. Two people are missing after an ice cave collapsed in Iceland. It happened during a visit to the Breiðamerkurjökull glacier near a popular lagoon. 25 people were on the organised trip. Local police say two people are trapped and a further two have been rescued. New legislation has come into force in Australia, offering relief to millions of workers who feel obliged to take calls or read messages from their employers after they finish their day's work. The Right to Disconnect law aims to redress the work-life balance by allowing workers to ignore after-hours communications, if they choose to, without fear of being punished by their employers. Fiona MacDonald from Australia's Centre for Future Work says some may find the adjustment confusing.
It'll take a bit of bedding down, this reform. Some people may mistakenly believe that they can just kind of shut down and not respond to work communications now. If it leads to conversations in workplaces or collective negotiations and discussions about what's okay and what's not okay, it should help workplaces work out what's needed and what's unnecessary.
Firms with fewer than 15 employees are exempt until next year. BBC News.